Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Right, Pastor Gumpo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. I hope you are well alongside with the listeners.
Yes, we are well indeed. I hope that you are also good.
I'm very fine. It's been a while.
It's been a minute, eh? It's been a long, long time indeed. And I hope that you've been good.
I've been good. God has been keeping me.
Lovely. Now, we are talking about, the expected dragon that we learnt about recently. You were not there. And, of course, still angry with God's people. And the great war continues, basically, with the greatest attack on God's church happening just before the return of the Messiah. Now, tell us about this war. And how do we come to the conclusion that this prophecy is actually focusing on
our
day? Just take us through the lesson. Hi, Pastor Gumpo. Pastor Gumpo, hello.
All right, thank you. There is an echo, so I can't really hear well.
Yeah, I can hear the echo on your side. I don't have the echo on my side. I'm not sure what's happening there. Are you not in a place that will cause you echo?
No, not at all.
I wonder. All right, we'll try and sort it out. You can just go ahead. We'll just get the tech people to sort it out for us while we are having the conversation.
All right. Thank you so much. Before we go any further, I have a book that I'm asking every listener to go and look for and read. The book is The Acts of the Apostles. From page 219, we are told that till Jesus comes, there will be a conflict between the church of God and those who are under the control of the evil ones. So for sure, we have a war, and this is not just a physical war, but it's a war against what is right and also against what is not right. You understand in the book of Revelation, the chapter is 12 and the verse is 17, the Bible says, and the dragon, who is the devil, was enraged with the woman. And the woman represents God's church. I'm sure we, the listeners, know that. And he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Christ. So now, this war, the reason why there is a war being waged against this offspring, it is because they are carrying with them something that the dragon, who is the devil, is against. And what is that? Number one, it is keeping the commandments. Number two, it is the testimony of Jesus. So, for sure, this prophecy is talking about today's church that is facing attacks, that is facing all types of hatred. Why? Because they have the testimony of Jesus Christ, the faith of Jesus, and also the commandments. So we need to understand that this church is marked by these two things: not having big buildings and many members, no; not having a lot of money, no; not having the best programs, no. But this church that is being fought with is a church that is marked by the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So we need to understand maybe a few pointers about this church that we're talking about, as we're trying to answer if there is God's church today, if God still has a church today. Number one, these last day believers have the testimony of Jesus. What do we mean when we say they have the testimony of Jesus? They cling faithfully to the pure doctrines of the word of God. They testify for Jesus through Christian living. Another thing, they have discovered that the great truths of the Bible awaken love and devotion to Christ. They are a caring people and want to share with others the joys of living in Christ. So these people who have the testimony of Jesus are Christ-like. These people who have the testimony of Jesus, they represent Christ in this world. You know, someone says to me, if you see a shirtless man selling shirts, exercise question. Why? Because how can you not have a shirt and do sell a shirt? So this church we are talking about has the testimony of Jesus, has Jesus in their lives. All that they do represents what and who Jesus is. Then also we need to understand the second pointer about this church, that the dragon, who is the devil, is waging war against. This church of these last day Christians, these are a people of prophecy. When I'm talking about prophecy, I'm talking about these forensic prophecies that are all over television and social media. But these receive the testimony of Jesus Christ, enabled, you know, they are given power to explain the books of prophecy in Revelation and also in Daniel. Remember, we are told in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, that let those who read these words be blessed. Now, there is a blessing to these people who read these words. So the final group of believers, which is God's church, the remnant of God, they receive a similar gift of understanding these prophecies that have been written to us through the messenger of God, John. So we need also to understand that Jesus, this testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy that is within the last day church. We get that from the book of Revelation. The chapter is 19 and the verse is 10. The gift of prophecy focuses their eyes on God's revelation of their mission and their final destiny. So these people, they are not just here to have a good life, but they are here also to tell the world that there is a better world, which is in heaven. The focus of this church is not having beautiful cars and beautiful houses, but the focus of this church is to have a mansion in heaven and have and rule with God in heaven. We also need to understand the third point, that the last day Christians, which is the last church, they are also identified as those who keep the commandments of God. One sign that shows that we are now fighting against the God that we worship, it is not to keep his commandments. Remember in the book of John 14, verse 15, Jesus says to his people, if you love me, keep my commandments. So these people, they don't only defend the integrity of the Ten Commandments. It's possible that people stand up and defend what they don't fight, what they don't live. But this church does not only defend the Ten Commandments, but they also obey them. Maybe we need to have a short summary of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Do not have idols. You shall not steal. You shall not kill. Do not commit adultery. Obey your parents. Do not bear falseness against your neighbor. And also keep the Sabbath day. So this church of God in the last day does not keep 9 of the Ten Commandments. Does not keep 8 of the Ten Commandments. But it keeps all of the commandments as they are. 10 as they are, without missing any. This church does not only preach these, but it also practices these, keeping these commandments, and they live according to these precepts. Why? These precepts represent Jesus Christ's character. They represent God's character. So they keep them, they teach them, they live them, they express them to their world according to their living. So understand again that the apostolic church demonstrated a loyalty to the commandments of God at these last days. And these last days Christians take the same stand by following the example of Christ. And the early church in obeying the commandments of God. So they don't only enjoy preaching and telling the world of these commandments, but they live according to them, just like the early church did. The early church kept the Sabbath. The early church preached Jesus crucified on the cross. So this behavior, if I may say, it greatly provokes the devil. Mm-hmm. It greatly provokes the enemy, who is the dragon. And thus the dragon, who is the devil, wages war with the rest of this woman's offspring. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they bear witness to a great truth. That is genuine love for God, and that produces obedient disciples, as Jesus instructed that if we love him, we should keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So this church is not a small church. It is a church that fears God.
Hmm. Beautiful one. And you also spoke about the prophetic gift. Just give us, before I let you go, just emphasis on how do we do to identify the church with that prophetic gift. Can you hear me?
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, this church has specific prophecies that have been given to the world of things to come. And most of them, they are written in the book of Revelation and also in the book of Daniel. And this church believes that there are prophecies that have been fulfilled, and there are prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled.
Mm.
In this journey of understanding prophecy, the God then sends his messengers, and one of the messengers that is key in the Adventist church is a messenger, Ellen G. White, who is there to make things easy for us, who has been given light by God through visions and dreams to make known and clear some of the prophecies that have been hidden to a general man. So when we say they have the gift of prophecy, or they understand the gift of prophecy, they understand that we are living in the last days, and they are eschatological events that God has set to show that he is about to come. For example, let me just give you a good example. We have recent fires that happened in USA, in Chicago and Los Angeles.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And those recent fires, to people who have been reading from the inspired writings of spiritual prophet Ellen G. White, they understand that this fire was foretold in the past. So this church believes that God prepares his church by sending people, by sending messengers, or by sending his message through the prophecies of the Bible and those who have shown them.
Hmm. Beautiful one. I must thank you so much, my pastor, for joining us this afternoon. And I do hope that our line will be all the more better tomorrow. But a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for your time. Can you hear me, Pastor? All right. Thank you so much for your time, Pastor. It has been a fantastic afternoon. I think we probably have lost him right at the end of our conversation there. But it was a fantastic and a beautiful conversation. And if you want to hear more of it, please check it out on our podcasts. And do make sure that you also are part of the conversations.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.